Michigan's last governor, Rick Snyder, turned a lot of heads when he appointed Democrat Andy Dillon, former House Speaker, to be state treasurer. Now he's executive managing director with Conway McKenzie, part of Riveron, and consulting with municipalities around the country, all of whom are grappling with a collapsing economy due to the coronavirus pandemic. Andy Dillon is on the line with us right now. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. I know you're on the sidelines now, but looking at what's going on in Lansing, what do you make of how the state has responded to the coronavirus pandemic?
Oh, no question. It's a challenge. And the impact on revenues is greater than people expected. So it's going to kind of be a deja vu to back in 2009 and 10 when we had similar problems.
It really is. Of course, it was a slower recovery then. Do you think this will be a quicker recovery once we pull out of this crisis?
You know, the longer it lasts, I think the more difficult it will be for a quick snap back. All the economists talk about the V curve, which I think most people think is not going to happen. And the other two shapes they speak to is the U and the L. And the U would mean, you know, we'll have the little bit of an extended slowdown, but things will eventually, you know, get back to normal, but just take longer. And then the L is it's going to be a long slog out of this. And I think the sooner we start up the economy, the sooner the economy will recover in a more rapid pace.
Well, and that's what states are grappling with, individual communities are grappling with, the federal government is as well. As you work with municipalities around the country, Andy, what advice do you have for them? What are they struggling with, and what can they do to help stop the bleeding?
Yeah, the first thing we focus on is making certain they have enough liquidity, enough cash to meet current needs. And then number one, obviously, is safety. Make certain your employees and the residents are as safe as can be. And then the long-term planning, you know, how big is the impact going to be? From the work we've done, the analysis we've seen, actually Michigan's a little bit fortunate compared to some other states because our cities are not as dependent on sales tax revenue for their general budgets. So in the states, let's say in Florida and Texas, where there's more dependence on sales tax revenues, there's a more of an immediate impact. You know, hopefully the income tax contraction will be short term, that we get people back to work, and that'll be a short term source of pain for cities, but not systemic. And then obviously, if we do have a modest and fairly quick recovery, the property taxes should stay stable. So in Michigan, compared to other states, we're better positioned just from the lack of dependence on sales tax revenues for the state.
One of the biggest criticisms that you and Governor Snyder faced was having too much money in the rainy day fund. Is it raining now? Is this what a rainy day fund is meant for?
Absolutely, and you never know. You know, it's what they exist for, and they're important to have. We could have used them in 2009 and 2010. You know, I think another big difference from 2009 and 2010 is Washington stepped in. You know, the problem was a little more narrow back then. It was the financial markets and the auto industry as it related to Michigan. And the Fed swooped in and provided a lot of money to the states. And we were able to navigate, you know, some budget challenges because of that. What I hear from Washington now is that, you know, they're not going to do the same thing where they'll give money to the states with, you know, no strings attached. So I think, you know, states that were having challenged budgets before this, there's not going to be a big slug of money coming from D.C. to solve their problems like we had in 2009 and 2010. So I think the feds will help with COVID-related expenses, hopefully help our universities and frontline workers. But I think beyond that, cities and states that were having trouble before COVID are going to have troubles beyond.
Yeah. It's just like households that were having trouble making ends meet, didn't have enough money saved up, living paycheck to paycheck. If somebody's income is lost, it's a huge loss for a household, just like with a municipality.
No question. And it's really remarkable to me. I mean, we've all grown up knowing that the U.S. and this country and our economy are exceptional. And to see how something out of the blue like this can really put us on our knees is eye-opening.
It really has been, absolutely. We're going to be talking with Governor Whitmer in just a few minutes, as a matter of fact, Andy. I don't know if she's consulted with you or not, but unsolicited advice for the governor. What would you advise in getting Michigan's economy restarted?
Well, I'll leave that job to her. It's difficult enough, and we have enough armchair quarterbacks. So I just wish her the best and want her to know that we're all in this together.
We are in this together, that's for sure. It's not been an easy time, though. And as I mentioned, you're doing a lot of consulting work these days with municipalities. What's the biggest challenge that they're facing right now? What are cities looking at right now saying, how are we going to make it through not just the rest of this year, the rest of this quarter? What can they do to help get things going again?
Yeah, two things. One is having enough cash to pay bills, right? So understanding their liquidity and adjusting their budgets accordingly. If you wait too long to change your budgets, the cuts that you have to make are very, very difficult because cities and states can't run deficits like the federal government. The other one is worker safety. How do they get people back to work safely? And I think that's going to be the biggest challenge, both here and abroad, the rest of the world, about making certain that we don't have a resurgence of the spread of the disease.
Well, that's the biggest concern is that maybe we start to restart the economy, people go back to work and back to school and back into stores and restaurants, and then all of a sudden we have to double down and do this all over again. I don't know if we can survive a second round of isolation and staying at home and shutting down the economy. Once is bad enough, do it twice, and this is going to be disastrous, isn't it?
Right. You know, we work with the auto industry, and I've been on the phone with a lot of CEOs lately, and you know, during the hibernation period, they're able to manage the safety of the workers. But if you think about it, when we have shift chains and you have 500 or 1,000 people coming and going, you know, how do you manage that properly to make certain people that are sick are not coming in and it's not getting spread? Those are things that we're going to have to find solutions for that we don't have today.
Do you wish that you were back in state government right now? Is there part of you that says, man, I wish I was in Lansing working on these issues as state treasurer? Are you glad to be away from that right now?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm glad to be away from it. You always want to be there to help. But I was in government for 9 years. I think 7 of them we had crisis, whether it was GM and Chrysler filing bankruptcy, big state budget deficits, and then the Detroit bankruptcy. So I lived through my periods of stress, and I think I paid my dues, and now I just want to be helpful and a good, loyal citizen to support the folks that are at the reins now.
It does put you in a unique position to help organizations that are going through similar crises that you lived through for all those years.
Right, right, yeah. I mean, obviously working, I had 13 fiscal emergencies for local governments when I was treasurer, Detroit being the most prominent, and we've been involved with Puerto Rico since 2015. Which is the largest municipal bankruptcy in the country. So we have a great deal of experience in government stress as well as private sector stress.
Indeed. Interesting times. Andy, interesting conversation. I appreciate you joining us this morning. Best of luck. Take care and stay safe.
My pleasure, Paul. Have a great day.
All right, you too.